The director of the U.S. Census Bureau was in the Valley this week, meeting with the Maricopa Association of Governments and tribal leaders in the Valley. The 2020 census is estimated to cost more than $12 billion, which is less than it would cost if the Bureau repeated the process from 2010. Census Bureau Director John Thompson joins me. And Director Thompson, where are you now as far as planning for the 2020 census?
Right now, we're in the final stages of our planning to determine the questions that we'll ask on the census and exactly how we'll take the census, and we're planning an extensive end-to-end test that will center on April 1st, 2018 as the census reference day. And then after that, we will proceed to the census in 2020.
When you talk about how people will be taking the census, is that the discussion between paper versus some kind of electronic or other technology-driven questionnaire?
Exactly. So for the 2020 census, we're offering options for people to self-respond. So one of the primary options will be the internet, and this will be the first time that the internet has been used as a primary response option in a U.S. census. We're also going to be offering for the first time the telephone as an option for people to respond. They just have to call up and we'll take their interview over the phone. And we also understand that there are areas of the United States where people would prefer to respond by mail, and so we're planning to do that as well. So probably about 20% of the households in the United States will be offered a chance to respond right off the bat using a paper questionnaire.
When you talk about using the internet, security obviously comes into effect here. What kind of measures do you need to take, and how confident are you that you can take them so that the results are accurate and the results are secure?
Well, we take cybersecurity very, very seriously at the Census Bureau. So the underlying philosophy we have is all of our data is encrypted at rest and in transition. We also work very hard with a number of organizations to help make sure that we're on the cutting edge of cybersecurity.
You mentioned that you're also looking at potential questions for the 2020 census. Are you expecting that the questions will be different from 2010?
Right now, we are doing a final discussion with federal agencies and with OMB to make sure that we have all the current questions for the decennial census. To date, it seems like the questions are going to be pretty much the same, in fact, exactly the same as they were in 2010. There's a key date coming up, and it's the end of March of 2017, and by then we will submit the topics for the census to the Congress.
Do you change topics from decade to decade?
If you look at the history of the census, the topics have changed over the course of the census, but it's been really reflective of the needs of the country to support, you know, fair redistricting and fair allocation of funds.
How do you go about really trying to count everybody, especially when you consider there are 11 some odd million undocumented folks living in the U.S.? How do you go about making sure you get everybody?
So what we really started doing, and this was with the 2000 census, was we began aggressively doing two things. We started paying for advertising as opposed to relying on public service announcements. And we also started putting our money into partnership specialists. And these are individuals that could work with local communities, local leaders, to really get the word out on a grassroots level about how important the census was, one, and two, how confidential the answers that people respond to the census are kept.
Do you have a target in mind for what percentage of respondents do so by themselves on the internet?
Our target for the internet would be about 55% of the population responded on the internet, and then the rest would respond either by paper or by telephone.
John Thompson is the director of the U.S. Census Bureau. Director Thompson, thanks a lot.
Thank you.